Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Faizan. Good evening and thanks to everyone who have logged into Supreme Industries Q1 results conference call. Today we have the senior leadership of the company present to take us through the results and post which we will have a Q&A session. I would now turn the call to Mr. Taparia for his opening remark. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Bardina. Bardina. Thank you very much, Mr. Bharde. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industry Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Sri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Sri R.J. Sabu, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited, stand-alone and consolidated financial result for the first quarter ended 30th June 2022. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I will be brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 108,922 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹2,169 crore during the first quarter of the current year against sale of 71,264 tons and net product turnover of ₹1,310 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 53% and 66% respectively. The high volume growth was mainly due to lower base of previous year when business was badly affected due to COVID second wave effect. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the first quarter of the current year amounted to ₹2,211 crore and ₹327 crore as compared to ₹1,346 crore and ₹267 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 64% and 22% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the first quarter of the current year amounted to ₹268 crore and ₹214 crore as compared to ₹213 crore and ₹170 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 26%. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the quarter ended 30th June 2022 as compared to the corresponding quarter of previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew 65% in volume and 76% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 12% in volume and 34% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 36% in volume.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Consumer product segment business grew by 7%.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. This is the operator. The audio is breaking from your line.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Now it is. Now it is better. Yes, thank you.
Should I repeat again?
Yes, sir.
Industrial product segment business grew by 36% in volume and 52% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 77% in volume and 98% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to Rs. 761 crore during the current quarter as compared to Rs. 516 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, achieving growth of 47%. The company has cash surplus of Rs. 533 crore as on 30th June 2022 as against cash surplus of Rs. 518 crore as on 31st March 2022. Business outlook. The company continued its objective to aggressively grow plastic piping system business. The company is implementing greenfield expansion, launching new applications and system, and continue to enlarge its product basket along with brownfield expansion in its existing plants. New unit at Guwahati in Assam has commenced commercial production, and units at Cuttack and Erode are likely to go in production by September-October 2022. The company has augmented its offering in plumbing system by introducing PEX plain pipe and PEX composite pipe, which are ideal pipe system to carry hot water. All these initiatives will give required impetus to the division to grow faster and seize the growing business opportunities. The company's olefin fittings and electrofusion fittings have received positive response in Nal Se Jal scheme, which government has committed to implement throughout the country by the year 2024. The business of cross-laminated film product is getting impacted by fierce competition from look-alike products. The thrust in the current year will be in promoting non-tarpaulin application, targeting new customers in existing markets, and making breakthrough in export market where company still has to penetrate. The company plans to launch variety of new model and remain focused in the premium range of plastic furniture, which will help in overall growth in this business segment. In industrial component division, business conditions are showing signs of gradual improvement. Company expects positive demand scenario in sectors of appliance like washing machine, air conditioner, cooler, refrigerator segment where it has good presence. Material handling division has been able to add many new customers all over the country and will strive to continue enlarge its customer base and product portfolio. In composite LPG cylinder division, repeated order from existing as well as new customers are encouraging. Supplies against the letter of intent from Indian Oil Corporation have commenced and existing capacity is running at full capacity. Work on doubling the capacity is progressing smoothly and likely to be operational by November 2022. In protective packaging division, business conditions are improving. It has started doing good business in its consumer product, sport goods, yoga mats, kid puzzle and toys. Good growth is shown in export market as well. The company expects good business for the division and continue to develop various customized solutions for the user industry. Performance packaging film has done well. Exports have also grown and received good response from countries in Middle East, Africa and Europe. With improved product mix and focus on increasing customer base, the company will soon have all its capacity fully tied up and will look for expansion opportunities. The company remains optimistic in various business segments where it operates. The company's enhanced envisaged CAPEX plan for the year 2022-23 of about Rs. 700 crore including carry forward commitment of ₹280 crore, is progressing smoothly and shall be funded entirely from internal accrual. The prices of different polymers, particularly polypropylene, low-density polyethylene, and polyvinyl chloride, that is PVC, have gone down between ₹19 per kilo, ₹46 per kilo since beginning of the year till nowadays, that is a reduction between 13% to 32%. Your company is a large consumer of PVC resin, which has witnessed the sharpest fall since April 2022. This sharp reduction will result in inventory losses. Yet this price fall will boost demand of company's product. Company expects business conditions to improve from September 22 onward and will lead to higher volume growth in plastic piping business in the remaining period of the year. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and year ended under reference. Thank you for your presence. Now I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply the various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Sujit Jain from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Just a few questions on the industry size in FY22, as you can map it, and your market share as you see, and plus your take on the differential between the PVC and CPVC, because CPVC has not dropped. Would that impact the demand of CPVC?
Now, CPVC is used for mostly plumbing application. And for plumbing application, as people require a water line which can carry hot water, it is a very different market. So it doesn't have much impact on demand. CPVC demand is well maintained. Even PVC demand has grown very nicely. In the whole country, the demand in the first quarter has gone up by 27% in volume. Our company, the demand has grown up by 55% by volume, because we are catering to big segment in agricultural market. Last year, due to COVID, in the month of April and May, the agriculture demand got a big beating. This year, agriculture demand was quite okay.
And in FY22, what would be the industry size and your estimated market share?
I told you the industry overall FY22 is degrowth. The country is degrowth, our company also is degrowth.
In terms of value, what that market would be in FY22 and your market share roughly overall in pipes?
I don't have record immediately for me. Overall plastic piping market is around 40,000 crore. But in last 2 years, there was tremendous fluctuation in prices. It started going up from ₹70 a kilo to ₹160 per kilo. Now it has come down to ₹94 a kilo. So we can talk in this very volatile time more about the quantities.
And what is our estimated market share now in the industry?
My market share? Market share in terms of volume, if you talk.
Yeah, in terms of volume.
Yeah, the organized sector will be roughly around 15%.
Okay. And in terms of the new products that you mentioned, the contribution to sales as you see going forward.
One second. share of new product?
No, share of new product, what we are launching this year, that is, we are launching this year only. And earlier years, I don't have immediate reply to give you, but definitely I can only say that whatever new product we launched in the last 4 or 5 years, all the product have proved big success.
Sure. And one last question is, on your interview to one of the channels post the results, you spoke about 15% volume growth. That volume growth, you are seeing for pipes or overall plastics?
I mean, overall company.
And for pipes, what is your estimate of growth for FY23?
Pipe overall will be higher.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good evening. Just to carry forward the previous participant's question, if I look at what the company sold during April to June 2019, which is, you know, I'm taking you back 3 years pre-COVID, on a 3-year CAGR basis, we are still lower than what volume we did that point of time. And I think, you know, some reference to the media interview talking about, overall, I just need some help to understand fiscal 23 volume growth. So pipe should be higher than 15% and overall company should be about 15% YOY. Is that the understanding correct?
No, I say 15% volume growth of the company as a whole and pipe will be higher than 15%.
Fiscal 23.
I'm talking 22-23, the current year.
Okay, sir. Got it. Any guidance you would like to give on the EBITDA per ton? Because, you know, my sense is you did about 25 rupees a kg this quarter, which obviously has some kind of inventory loss built in here. Could we model like 20 rupees a kg, what we did in fiscal 20? I mean, that's the pricing, you know, currently happening. Is that correct?
There will be inventory loss in the current quarter also. After 23rd June up to today, the PVC prices have dropped again by 20 rupees a kilo. So when we said overall price have dropped by 46 rupees kilo, that is starting from 1st April up to Saturday. And then that 20 rupee drop has happened between 23rd June to Saturday. So there will be inventory loss, there will be more inventory loss in the month of July and August. But we believe that now the price of PVC is close to bottom, so coming from September onward, the prices may marginally improve also, and anyway, the demand season also starts. So September to March 23, we expect better business.
Got it, sir. Any guidance on EBITDA per kg for the year 20 to 23?
EBITDA for the company, as I said, only I can tell you.
EBITDA per kg we don't.
EBITDA per kg we don't
take. No problem, sir. For the company, what is the guidance?
Company, we given guidance around 15%.
Operating margin.
Operating profit margin, first quarter was 12.24%. For the full year, we anticipate 15% operating margin.
Got it, sir. Sir, last question on agri and non-agri sales. Could you help me with the mix? Like in terms of piping, how much is the agri pipe mix for this quarter? And, you know, the demand was, you said, it was better than last year, obviously, but overall, did we have destocking issues, and do you think this should turn around going into the next season? I mean, obviously, that starts fourth quarter of 2023.
I can say during the month of April, June, the demand from agri market was quite robust. But as we told earlier also, the whatever agri pipe we sell, they necessarily not go to farming area. Many areas for housing also, people use agri pipe instead of STBR pipe. So overall percentage we cannot say, but we can say demand side, though it was a high price compared to 2 years before, the demand for agriculture pipe was robust.
Which okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Which resulted into 65% volume growth in this quarter in plastic pipe.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just a clarification. You mentioned, 15% volume growth for the company for plastic pipes, even higher. Now, if I do a rough math, what you have done in first quarter this year, it implies a 21% volume growth in rest of the 9 months. YY. When you are saying the agri wasn't impacted in fourth quarter and first quarter. So how do we add this up, sir? You think the plumbing growth will be so strong or agri growth will drive this kind of a growth?
In the current year, the growth was uniform. The growth was nice in agriculture. Growth was okay in housing. Growth was okay in infrastructure. All the three segments have shown positive growth in this quarter.
That is on YOY basis, I presume, sir, right?
YOY also, for the full year, we anticipate good growth in all the three segments.
Got it. Sir, if you could give some indication as to what was the inventory loss in first quarter, would that be 56 crore?
We will be able to reply you properly in the month of October. We still have to suffer inventory loss in this quarter.
But there was some inventory loss in first quarter. Have I got that understanding right?
Yeah, 100% we are right. When the prices are dropping, there is no way not to make loss. That's why you have seen our margin overall has dropped to 12.24% in first quarter. In spite of 12.24% loss margin in the first quarter, we maintain an operating margin of 15%.
Understood. Is it possible to give some clarity on the CPVC demand in terms of how was the volume growth for us? What would be our market share? A broad sense would be of great help, sir.
CPVC demand is quite robust. We have increased our market share. We have grown double digit and we anticipate to grow double digit in the remaining three quarters.
Possible to quantify the market share? Would we be like 20% of the organized market?
Maybe classified information, but it is more than 20%.
Understood. And if I may ask on the industry, sir, what is the aggregate volume for FY22 for plastic pipes and fitting?
Country growth was 25%, 27% first quarter.
No, sir, FY22. What was the volume in terms of, would that be 2.5 million tons? Would that be 2 million tons? Correct. If you could help us with the number, sir, would you have that by any chance?
FY22, the total sale was 674,000 tons. Which was even 2020 when it was 489,000, but if you compare with year 1920, the first quarter the sale was 900,000 ton, and last year it was 674,000. So compared to 1920, the degrowth was around 25%. Compared to 1920, 2020 was a disaster. So if you recall, on 25th March, the country was closed. So in the year 2021, April, May, June, the business was, the plants were all closed. So demand was very weak. Am I clear?
I'll send the queue, sir. Thank you so much for your response.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Lakhan from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Sir, on the margin guidance side, you said that, Q2, you are expecting further inventory losses because in the month of July alone, the PVC price have dropped like 17% odd. But at the same time, you're maintaining 15% guidance for FY23. So second half, you're building in margins of upwards of 17 and 18%. Just wanted to understand what will be the drivers of these margins. Are you expecting PVC prices to bounce back to 130-140 levels? Or what are going to be the drivers?
Not only in PVC pipe business, dear friend. We are in eight segment of business. And this is the season period of all those segments. And the polymer prices have not only fallen in PVC, they have fallen in PP and they have fallen in polyethylene. may fall in polystyrene. So, in certain product, we'll be able to improve our operating margin. This is a business optimism, what your business forecast we are making you for, not only plastic piping business. It is a forecast we made for the company.
No, I get it, but your plastic piping products, contribute the bulk of your top line and EBITDA.
But the 12.25% is too low.
Sure. Secondly, just wanted to understand, on the volume growth side also, on the 15% volume growth, you expect agri, housing and industrials to continue to grow in the rest of the year as well. Just wanted to understand what is the cause of this optimism, because we've seen subdued growth in the last 3-4 years. So this sudden pickup in the optimism, just wanted to understand
now the COVID is behind. I don't think COVID is that much lethal, and the CAPEX cycle started, exports are better, the monsoon is better, the food grain sowing is going in a big way. We anticipate that the inflation is now picked out. Inflation is only going to come down going forward. So there is no reason to be pessimist for anything. Economy is in fine shape. We believe economy is fine shape. So demand will be better from all segments.
Sure. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Gurdadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the cross-laminated film business. Is it possible to quantify how has this business done and what are we doing to get our margins back on track?
We will be getting our margin back by increasing business of value-added product and by increasing business in export market. We are glad to share with you that we are added 3 more countries in this year, first quarter. We are putting more resources to reach more countries in the world market. Today, the company is reaching in 28 countries in the world. Even in Latin America, goods are going. Europe, we are exporting. So many countries we are exporting. And we want to increase more and more share of business coming from export market. And export, we sell mostly non-tarpaulin products where we get better margin. It's very labor-intensive product, specialized product for special segments. And we are seeing every month improved business in those segments. Our made-up business is also growing very nicely. And we are increasing the range of made-up business. And though we told that look-alike product is in difficult, is catching competition, but we are hearing many failure reports of look-alike product. We remain more optimistic of our cross-laminated film business going forward.
So, sir, how big would be the exports now for us in this product and what kind of margins would we be making in the export business?
Volume, we can talk only when we close the year. But it is definitely far better than last year.
But, sir, on export revenue, any quantification this quarter? How has been the exports? What is the amount of exports?
Revenue, we can check and inform. I don't have a number immediately with me. That what is the value of export what we made.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't have immediately with me. But volume we sold and we are getting better price.
Sure. So, secondly, in terms of the pipe business, how is the channel inventory? Would it be fair to say it's at all-time low levels?
Yes, but it is very, very low levels.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. The audio, there's a disturbance coming. Sorry to interrupt you, sir. The line is not clear from your line. Please check. No, sir, we cannot hear your audio.
I don't know. We are able to speak very, very clearly.
Yeah, now it is better, sir. Thank you.
Now better?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Yeah, please.
Yes, sir. If you can comment on the channel inventory.
Channel inventory in piping is quite low. With continuous price falling, they are very scared. So, I think they are completely hand to mouth, or many items they are stock out. So when the trend changes, they will get tremendous surge of order with our pie company. And we will be well placed by that time. We will be starting with three new locations. What we started as a two location will start in September, October. With more volume available and we can service customers further better.
And sir, my last question is, how are the margins in your composite cylinder business when we get to full utilization?
The composite cylinder made very good money last month when we are running the plant fully. And by November this year, we will be reaching capacity of 1 million pieces per year. That should improve margin further, starting from January, February, March. December, January, February, March, we expect margin to further improve.
And is this a value-added product for us?
Yes, it is a value-added product.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sailesh Raja from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. My questions are pertaining to Supreme Petrochem. Sir, Russia's polystyrene capacity production in FY20 was closer to 5.5 lakh tons. So due to now Euro and US sanction against Russia, so what is the expected export opportunity for Supreme Petro? And also with the widening demand and supply, so how fast we can fill the new polystyrene and EPS capacity, sir, which is going to commission from September month?
That new plant of 80,000 ton will be in operation from September, 1.5 months from today. So up to June, we were not able to meet the domestic demand. And July is slack season, so demand definitely we started now exporting back. We may be exporting 4,000-5,000 ton monthly. We are already present in more than 100 countries. And are pretty well accepted and we are enjoying good demand in export market.
Okay. So how fast we can fill this capacity, sir? New capacity?
New capacity may not be able to sell completely domestically. So whatever we cannot sell domestically, we'll put in export market.
We can fill in 2 years, sir.
Sorry?
We can fill the capacity in 2 years?
We should not take 2 years. Depend how the economy moves on the consumer appliance side. Our majority goods go to consumer appliance.
Okay, sir.
With inflation getting peaked out, with good monsoon, we believe the demand should be better from the festival season. We start from September.
Okay, sir. So my second question is, due to this global demand supply mismatch, is it possible for Supreme Petro to have a mix of both fixed pricing contract and spot contract with customers so as to reduce the volatility in the business, sir?
We are very alert how to procure our raw material.
Hmm.
With a complete track of the global situation, we are very large customer to buy our raw material. We get the best possible term.
Okay. So last year we did sales volume of 2.73 lakhs. So what was the volume in 1Q and what is the expected volume growth this year, sir, FY23?
In the first quarter.
Yes, sir.
We sold polystyrene for the overall volume maybe. Not immediate number with me. As I told you, we sold out the plant fully.
Okay, sir. But, one last question, sir. So can you share how is the current spread for the company?
Overall, in first quarter we sold 70,480 ton.
Okay.
Overall, we sold 70,480 ton, all polystyrene and especially polystyrene compound and expandable polystyrene combined, we sold 70,500 tons.
Okay, this is including XPS, sir?
Including SPC, SPC and including EPS.
Okay, okay. So one last question, how is the current spread, sir, for the company?
Current?
Spread.
Hello?
Yeah, current spread, sir.
I'm not clear what we are asking. Current what?
Current spread, styrene monomer and the polystyrene spread.
Current and styrene price gone down a little bit, so we also dropped price of polystyrene.
Okay.
All the polymer price are dropping. The polystyrene is one of the polymer only.
Yeah.
The price are dropping and styrene raw material price also dropping.
Okay, okay. Okay, that's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
The line for current participant has got disconnected. We'll move on to the next question.
Please.
From the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
The current participant has left the question queue. We'll move on to the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, a couple of questions. One is, where do we source our PVC and CPVC resin from? And what is the sort of inventory days that we usually maintain? That's the first question.
PVC we source from local producers, that is Reliance Industries and Chemplast. And we also import from many countries of the world. So we source locally and internationally. CPVC was sourced from Kaneka and many other suppliers.
And so inventory days that we usually maintain?
Inventory gain this year is our inventory low,
huh? Inventory days.
Inventory days we have to maintain to run our plant fully. What to demand is there, we are obliged to keep the goods available to meet the demand. We have 9,000 SKUs. So inventory will be always there in the company. Inventory will be there of raw material, inventory will be there of finished goods.
Right. Sir, inventory days, basically, will it be upwards of 2 months for PVC, CPVC, or would it be lower, sir?
30 to 45 days, depending upon the season and the time. It will be between 30 to 45 days, both put together.
Okay. Okay. No, that's helpful. So, second question is on new product launches. Just saw the presentation. Can you give some color on electrofusion fittings, PP compression fittings, and aquacraft bath fittings? What sort of opportunities do we see over here?
Our bath fitting was very well accepted. We anticipate 100% growth in business in this year. Our electrofusion fitting and compression molded fitting has been very well accepted for Nal Se Jal scheme. We are selling every month good quantity. We are increasing the range also. Our hoses will start production very shortly in Guwahati in the month of August. Our conduit electrical system with pipe and fittings will be in operation from November this year. Industrial valve will be also in operation by November this year. So we are introducing 5 new system and 2 already going into production. Balance will go in 3-4 months.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. The audio, the line is not clear. Please check.
No,
sir, it's not.
Not clear. I'm very close to the speaker. Not clear?
Now it is clear, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So I repeat again, our electrical conduit system, that is pipe and fittings, should be in market by November. Our hoses will be in market from next month. Our electrofusion fitting and olefin fittings are already in the market. Industrial valve will be in the market by November this year. So all the system starting from now up to November will be in the market. And bar switching, what I told, it is very well accepted now, and this year we anticipate 100% growth in business compared to last year.
Sir, this is very useful. If I may have a follow-up question. Sir, what is the size of opportunity that we are targeting for, say, industrial walls or electrofusion fittings or conduits that you indicated?
I can only say that all will be value-added product.
Okay. Sir, can this be 100 crore plus segment?
Market size is very difficult to calculate, but whatever will be the market size, we will go on building capacity to build the demand.
Right. Sir, if I put it the other way, can either of these variables or new products, can they be 100 crore plus in 2 years?
100 crore plus will be there in most of the product. Even in 1 year after they go into production. After they go into production, 100 crore will be the business of each of the segment in 1 year.
Okay. Sir, this is helpful. Thank you so much and wish you good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkatesh Balasubramanian from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for this opportunity. If I go back to this inventory loss issue, you mentioned that if you didn't have inventory losses in the first quarter, your margins would have been 15%. Is it correct?
I don't know, but inventory loss was there in first quarter, inventory loss will be there in second quarter also.
No, but what I don't understand is why don't you know how much was the inventory loss? Otherwise, how are you making the accounts?
If there was no inventory loss, the margin could have been better than 12%.
Okay. Now, at a different level, when you are pricing products across various plastic products which you make, pipes and everything else, how do you actually think about pricing? Let's say your raw material, is it like you think that I need to make a certain margin on these products and you price? Or is it like you think that if my cost is X, I need to make 10 rupees or 15 rupees per kg more? How do you think about pricing?
Different product, different pricing policy. Hello?
Yeah, okay. How do you think about it in the piping side?
Piping side, the prices are dropped next day.
Okay. So that means that you are thinking of it in terms of per kg only. Am I correct, sir?
We have got many, many reasons of calculation. So what is the method of our calculation? That is our own classified information.
Okay.
Simply, okay. I think we drop it next day.
Okay. No, one of the questions which was asked by one of the earlier participants was, again, you know, it was on EBITDA per kg. I mean, I know you said you don't track it that way, but just to highlight, till FY20, your EBITDA per kg was around 20 rupees per kg for the last 4 or 5 years. So it was largely constant. It was 20, 19 rupees, 21 rupees, like that. On an average, 20 rupees till FY20. This jump to 31 rupees.
First, I corrected it. I don't think it was constant. In the last 2 years, there was inflated profit due to inventory gain. The prices are going up, so we had much more profit in the year 2021 and 2021-22.
Are we over longer term, not longer term, over the next couple of years, once, as you said, PVC prices are close to the bottom? So by second quarter, most of the inventory losses would have gone. On a steady state basis, do you think the EBITDA per kg will go back to 20 rupees per kg?
We have not checked EBITDA per kg, so I can't comment this.
Okay.
Comment EBITDA per kg, please.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The last, the other question is on Supreme Petrochem. I think from 1st July of the current year, there is a ban on single-use plastics. And quite a lot of products are made of polystyrene in the single-use plastics. So do you think that, you know, whatever EBITDA margins you had, FY21 of 21% and FY22 18% in the first quarter also, EBITDA margins was on the higher side in Supreme Petrochem. It was almost 17%. Do you think this can actually correct sharply, or is it like you can hold this 16-17% margin in Supreme Petrochem?
Nothing to do with the single use plastic, because single use plastic was a very small percentage of our sale. The margin was better due to higher freight rate for goods coming to India. Now the freight rate started dropping, so definitely the margin will sink now.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. All the very best for the future.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jiten Doshi from Enam Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Taparia ji, good afternoon. I had just two questions. One was on the capex. You are incurring a very strong capex of 700 crores, as you have indicated in your presentation this year. Would this be a recurring feature? That means, can we expect every year you will be spending about 700 crores going forward?
Depend, but this year we have committed to you earlier in our AGM also that we may spend 300 crore plus every year next 2 years also on piping system.
Okay.
So but this year there was an additional investment of 50 crore rupees on plumbing on the composite cylinder, which may not be required next year.
Right. So I can assume that again 700 you are saying 300 to 350 next year onwards.
Next year onward also in piping definitely we will invest.
And overall for the company?
Overall also company maybe not less than 500 crores.
Okay. All right. And Tabariya, you mentioned that there was a destocking. So you expect restocking to happen in Q3 or it will happen continuously between Q3 and Q4?
Destocking last year or this year?
No, this year whatever destocking that has taken place, would you see restocking happening in Q3 or Q4?
No, destocking happened in first quarter.
Restocking
will happen immediately when the price goes up.
Okay. So if the price does not go up and stays flat...
Can I complete the reply to your question, dear sir?
Right.
We believe the drop will be complete by end of August.
Okay.
So restocking may start from September only.
Okay. So how many tons you believe is... Right. So in the restocking, you would be able to sell what? 30, 40,000 tons additional?
Depend, we sold in the month of March 41,000.
Okay. So the restocking could be in that range?
Depends. I can't predict, but I give you a past example. In the month of March 2022, company sold 41,000 plastic piping system.
Okay. So you believe that sort of growth can, once things stabilize, we can go back to that sort of a growth trajectory?
I'm not committing 41,000. We are committing that we will have growth of more than 15% by volume in plastic piping system.
Okay. And sir, how are you looking at competitive pressures? How are you looking at competition in terms of pricing, new product innovations, etc.? How are you looking at competition right now?
India is a big market. We are enjoying the best position. We have the largest range. We have a very strong distributor network. And still, we have to reach many, many parts of the country.
So, in your view, sir, long-term sustainable growth should be between 15 and 20% volume-wise?
Volume-wise, I can't commit 15, but 10%, yes, we can commit.
10 to 12%
this year aberration because the previous year was very weak. But going forward, we definitely anticipate volume growth between 10 to 12% in our plastic piping system.
Okay. That was very useful. Thank you so much, and wishing you all the best, Apayaji.
Thank you very much for your kind wishes.
Right,
the next question is from the line of Sujit Jain from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, just to the previous question, you rightly explained how the operating profit per ton jumped in FY21 and 22, does that eventually revert back to the mean of close to 20 rupees a kg as the prices stabilize?
We have no idea, so how can I give any number? Which we don't know, we can't give any number. But we have got, as I repeat, 9,000 SKUs. Each SKU has got separate profit per kilo.
Okay.
What proportion each SKU will sell, very difficult to forecast.
Now that value added is going up for Supreme, the operating profit per ton structurally gets elevated?
Value added growing up on, not only in plastic piping. As you already were told that composite cylinder 100% value added. In our cross laminated film, major portion is value added. Which segment will grow, what way, no, we can't say. Overall, value added product business will grow in the worst quarter, that is April, June. We had a overall growth of value added item from 515 crore to 760 crore in April, June also. Hello?
Sure.
In April, June, it was a very bad, poor quarter. Even then, we had a value growth from 515 crore to 760 crore. The value-added product growth will continue.
Surely. And is it safe to assume that we would have had an inventory loss of close to 55-60 crores in Q1 FY23?
I can't put the number. As I told you, we will try to calculate properly in the month of October. But inventory loss is obvious. When the price are dropping and such a severe drop, and we say we don't lose money, then we are misleading. When we told you earlier that we keep around 45 days inventory, to supply, maintain our supply chain. Then we are suffer inventory loss, and which we hope to recover also going forward.
Right.
We have seen the cycle in polymer prices. This is nothing new for us. It goes down also, when it goes too much down also, it starts going up.
Right. And just to get this right, you said the restocking will start happening from Q3 onwards, that is September, October onwards, which means even in
Q2 only.
End of Q2, you said, right?
I said at the end of this quarter, we believe from September there will be restocking.
Right. So even Q2, the industry faces prospects of inventory losses?
There will be inventory loss in this quarter.
Right. So Q1, Q2 inventory losses, yet you say for the full year 15% operating profit margin is possible. So which means H2 margins would be really strong.
50 bit lower now. Normally nowadays we are getting around 17%.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Normally we aim to get 17% operating margin. When we say 15%, means we are going to lose margin by 200 basis points.
Sure, I get that. But if you aim to earn 17% profit margin, then what is your definition of value-added products now?
Value-added product is only where we earn 17%. So whatever product we earn 17%, we count as value-added.
But just now you said is that nowadays we aim for 17% margin for the full company.
We aim to get 17% operating margin. Normally we don't get, we may get around 16 to 16.5%.
Right. And sir, one last question. What was the size in terms of the volumes for the entire industry FY22?
Overall industry volume?
Overall industry volume in your estimate? Piping industry?
Plastic piping. I don't have the number. I can't say. Number is on. But overall the market was weak last year for the whole country. We had a degrowth of around 5-6% by volume.
Right, Kapadiyaji. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Anupchand Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a clarification. This Guwahati plant is for plastic piping or it is electrical conduit?
It will make electrical conduit also. On the same extruder, you can make electrical conduit.
So, it will have a flexibility to manufacture both plastic pipe as well as electrical conduit, depending on the demand.
Electric conduit is also plastic pipe only. PVC pipe only.
Okay.
In Guwahati, we will be making PVC pipe and polyethylene pipe, both.
Okay.
And we are going to make hoses, we are going to make roto-molded tank, we are going to make blow-molded tank. We will be making 5 varieties of product there.
So, all can be manufactured on one line or?
There are several lines. It's a big plant, you see. We are not putting 50 for one machine.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Parikh from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the PVC prices. So the decline in the prices, is it largely because of the increasing contribution from the Chinese imports?
Principally because the prices went sky high. So demand started sinking. And new capacity also came up. The freight rate started coming down from the peak level. I give an example, the freight from China to India went up from $60 to $210. Now they come down to $130. All sort of combined together, along with the interest rate going up, Chinese economy going slow due to COVID restriction. So China had a huge surplus. China incidentally produced 50% of world PVC resin. Out of 45 million ton, 22 million ton PVC resin produced in China. If China has got low demand, their export increased to 250,000 ton monthly. So India was getting big share, around 80 to 90,000 ton per month. And they were dropping price every weekly. Along with China, Southeast Asia, Japan, they all started dropping the price.
Okay. So, would it be fair to say now Chinese imports would be the largest contributor to us, like in terms of PVC imports?
In the country, largest share is your China.
Okay. And during pre-pandemic time, was it Taiwan and South Korea?
During pre-pandemic days, there was anti-dumping duty on China.
Okay.
Anti-dumping duty 5-year period got over in second half February this year.
Correct.
So once anti-dumping was removed, then China became competitive to participate in Indian market.
Got it, sir. The second question is on the CPVC prices. You mentioned for PVC, we are at 95 rupees per kg. Would you be able to highlight what are the current CPVC prices and what is the differential between
CPVC? CPVC prices are higher level. They are $2,200 to $2,300. Pattern. They're not made in India.
Correct.
They are imported. So this is the dollar price I can tell you. Their calculation depends on the rupee dollar rate.
Got it. But has the differential widened significantly in last 2 years between PVC and CPVC? Because the commentaries which we used to hear that PVC and CPVC prices are more or less same in say FY19 and 20. But has made a double.
Very accidentally last year only. PVC prices are always very low compared to CPVC.
Okay. Got it, sir. And my final question is on the counterfeit products in the cross-laminated films. And we keep hearing from the channel partners or our market surveys that, you know, the unbranded players are kind of undercutting us on the prices and the quality. But this issue has been there for last 3-4 years, especially once we lost the patent expired for us, basically.
I think many players have lost money. They are giving very poor quality. They got very bad name. Many players out of them. We believe their business is sinking. And even they are no competition to us. They sell on kilo basis. We sell on square foot basis. So their pricing, our pricing very different.
Correct. But are there any steps we are taking to basically correct the situation?
The product doesn't last. So consumers decide what product to buy. Silpaulin is best non-brand in the country for tarpaulin. We are very proud of our product. Our product is best second to none in the country.
Got it. And the market size will be 500 to 600 crore, the cross-laminated film business?
Market share of tarpaulin market is a huge market where people generally use very low quality product. We sell for special application.
Correct.
No market share. Market share is not applicable to this business.
Okay.
We sell for various application where there is no alternate film available. Our is the best film for that particular application in the country.
Okay, that's all from my side and best wishes for coming quarters.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Anupchand Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, just curious to know why we are not going for backward integration, in manufacturing of PVC resins.
PVC resin requires very low cost energy. So even Reliance company, they started for backward integration, a big plant in Abu Dhabi to make the raw material there, EDC. And then they will import EDC from Abu Dhabi to India.
Okay.
So the feedstock is a big issue.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Management, we thank you very much for all very intelligent questions. And myself and my colleague, Sri Somaniji and Sri Sabu, are very thankful to the various questions raised by all our investor friends. We thank them all very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DAM Capital, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.